Yeah, the real issue has been several days, as you're well aware, of extremely cold temperatures, and that has put pressure on the Southwest Power Pool market. We're part of that regional transmission organization, about 14 states, and they've had to require or ask cooperatives, municipals, to shed load because the capacity that they have available with the wind, a lot of the wind isn't able to operate right now under these extreme conditions. Natural gas availability has been a concern, and so the capacity in the market is just not quite what it needs to be at this point. So they have asked us to voluntarily shed load. We've been using our load management system. We call that Switch Makes Sense, to shed load on water heaters, electric heat, and also some of our large dairies that have automatic standby generators. And at this point in the NIPCO and the Northwest REC area, we've shed enough load with that to where we haven't had to look at shutting down any substations or doing any what they call rolling blackouts for our members.